Iridescence, written by Carlos Salcedo, and Sarah Schuster Erickson was her harpist. Hey, good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. It's KPR's Classical Music Time, and next, a double horn concerto by Mozart's father. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge and Black Dolphin Lounge in Kansas City, featuring KC jazz musicians playing their original compositions. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from Topeka's NOTO Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead, in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Info at explorenoto.org. Here's the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble for a double horn concerto by Leopold Mozart, now on Kansas Public Radio. That's by Leopold Mozart, father of the more famous Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Leopold Mozart's double horn concerto, with Iona Brown directing the Academy. Turns out we'll have another piece for two French horns at about 12:10:42, to be exact. Telemann's concerto for two horns and strings. Lots of great music coming up. We'll turn to New England in the 11 o'clock hour, including Edward McDowell's Woodland Sketches, also Children's Games by Georges Bizet. But next we have a Frédéric Chopin Ballade, or Ballade No. 1 in G minor, and then some inspiring music by Richard Wagner from Tannhäuser. Good morning. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And you know, fall means it's time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians from around here, in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. And as part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan will host a free concert at the library that evening, Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. Get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. That's the one with the strange ending there, with the pianist and both arms outspread and hitting the lowest and highest notes and then coming towards hands the middle. That is by Frédéric Chopin. That's an amazing little piece called the Ballade No. 1 in G minor from the Opus 23 of Frédéric Chopin. Georges Bolette was our creative pianist. Remember, if you look up pieces in our online, on our website and our playlist, you can find out all the key signatures and opus numbers. It's all online at kansaspublicradio.org. Next, some stirring music from Tannhäuser, the Overture, and Bacchanal. And how about The Secret Marriage? Il Matrimonio Segreto, right after the 10 o'clock news in about half an hour or so, right here on KPR. Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. And support for classical music right here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Here's Zubin Mehta and the New York Philharmonic for the Overture and Bacchanal from Richard Wagner's Tannhäuser. The Bacchanal and the Overture and Bacchanal, Tannhäuser, Venusberg music, of Richard Wagner. Here on Kansas Public Radio with Zubin Mehta and the New York Philharmonic. Tomorrow morning we'll be talking with the director of the KC Chamber Orchestra, Bruce Sorrell, about their concert coming up this Wednesday night, Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral, at 6 p.m. It's Mad About Mozart, and we'll be giving away a pair of tickets for that tomorrow morning. If you want to get the scoop, you can go to kcchamberorchestra.org. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next one. Here on KPR, we're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. And support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series, Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. More music after the news. Keep it right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News and
NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Insperity, providing HR services and technology. From payroll benefits and HR compliance to talent development, learn more at Insperity.com/HR Matters. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Il matrimonio segreto, or The Secret Marriage. That's the overture to that show by Domenico Cimarosa. With the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. Next, Maurice Ravel Chamber Music and a Telemann Double Horn Concerto. And next hour, listen for some piano sketches of just being out in the woods for a day. And music by Bill Schumann and John Williams. Thanks for listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Kansas City Ballet, Alice in Wonderland, opens this Friday evening, October 11th. It runs through the 20th. The Muriel Kaufman Theater at the Kaufman Center for the Performing Arts. It's a modern reimagining of the beloved classic. And the Kansas City Ballet writes, "This captivating production blends ballet and contemporary dance to bring Lewis Carroll's iconic characters to life in a fresh, visually stunning way, with vibrant costumes, a whimsical score, and exceptional choreography. It's immersive experience for all ages. Join Alice on her surreal journey. Meet unforgettable characters and fall in love with the magic of Wonderland. Get your tickets now and step into a world of imagination. KCBallet.org. Here's the Maurice Ravel Piano Trio in A Minor, with the three women of the Eroica Trio, now on KPR. Played by the Eroica Trio on Kansas Public Radio. That was Maurice Ravel's Piano Trio in A Minor. Next, some music by Telemann for brass, and listen for A Hymn to New England by John Williams coming up within the half hour. Also, New England Triptych by William Schumann. Lots of great classical music still to come here on KPR. And speaking of which, we'll start off Live Day at 9 in the morning on Friday, October 25th, with young professional musicians from Kansas City's Midwest Chamber Ensemble. And the day culminates in a free concert we'll be broadcasting, but you're also welcome to attend in person and be part of the radio audience for Destiny. Destiny Ann Mermegan, our evening host. She'll be playing her violin with some friends at the Lawrence Public Library. It's all part of Live Day coming up. Looking forward to that. Friday, October 25th throughout the day. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Mad About Mozart to open their 38th season, Wednesday evening at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in Kansas City. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org, with a new start time of 6 p.m. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and kansaspublicradio.org. Musicians from the Orchestra of the Golden Age. That was by Georg Philipp Telemann, Concerto for Two Horns and Strings. Here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information is at reader.ku.edu and from KU, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
As November of our perspectives from voters and analysis of the issues from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for Morning Edition, and we have All Things Considered coming our way at 3 right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Listen for A Hymn to New England. You'll feel like you're flying over New England, looking at the turning of the leaves. Some maple trees here in Kansas and Missouri are turning already, and the cottonwoods have just a little bit of yellow. Support for news on KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at stonebackappliance.com, where they've got your back. It's KPR.
NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Sattva, committed to making handcrafted mattresses that help lull people to sleep and keep them sleeping soundly. More information is at SAATVA.com/NPR. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. John Williams, always good at giving you that flying sensation, which he does so well in A Hymn to New England. He actually wrote that for an Omnimax presentation. And when you see it, you feel like you're flying over New England, looking at all the leaves. A Hymn to New England, with John Williams conducting the Utah Symphony Orchestra. Well, next on KPR, from 1956, is William Schumann's New England Triptych. Schumann was a longtime champion of the American musical sound and style, and he liked to choose American subjects as material for the things he wrote. Next, we'll hear his New England Triptych, subtitled Three Pieces for Orchestra After William Billings, drawn on pieces by that 18th century composer to kind of make you feel an atmosphere of the revolutionary period. And a lot of composers really didn't care if you even knew the name of a piece of music before you heard it. Debussy was one of those who didn't think it was necessary to attach an image and words to his paintings. But William Schumann was a little bit different. He was pretty insistent on this. So I'm going to read the note that he insisted be put at the top of every score. William Billings, 1746 to 1800, is a major figure in the history of American music. The works of this dynamic composer capture the spirit of sinewy ruggedness, deep religiosity, and patriotic fervor that we associate with the Revolutionary period. I am not alone among American composers who feel an identity with Billings, and it is this sense of identity which accounts for my use of his music as a point of departure. These pieces do not constitute a fantasy on themes of Billings, nor variations on his themes, but rather a fusion of styles and musical language. William Schumann's writing about what we'll hear now on Kansas Public Radio, New England Triptych. That was the Keystone Wind Ensemble, led by Jack Stamp. The New England Triptych by William Schumann. Music from 1956 on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll hear some sweet little piano sketches written in the summer of 1896 on KPR. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. By making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. These little piano pieces make up the Woodland Sketches suite by Edward McDowell. He wrote these at a summer retreat in Peterborough, New Hampshire, where each piece was inspired by a different aspect of nature. Beginning with To a Wild Rose and ending with Tale Told at Sunset, we've heard the Woodland Sketches from 1896 by Edward McDowell with Vivian Rivkin at the piano. Next, some French music from 25 years before that by Georges Bizet for orchestra, although it was originally written for two parts on the piano. Good morning. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing automatic battery backup systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. Here are children's games, beginning with The Swing, music by Georges Bizet on KPR. The Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, led by Jesus Lobos Cobos, for children's games, Georges Bizet on Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Music continues after the news with Jeff Watson. The Country Gardens, familiar tune by Percy Grainger. Mendelssohn's Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage for this fall afternoon. A Grand Concerto for Oboe and Piano by Pasculi. And just before All Things Considered, listen for Thomas Koppel, Moonchild's Dream, a recorder concerto. That's all part of classical music in the afternoon. Keep it right here on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, and KANQ. Support for news comes from the KU Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
Live from NPR News.